friend, are you having yourself a good weekend? I sure hope you are. Welcome to the seventh day of October. Yeah, we're already a week into the brand new month. It's Sunday. It is Sunday worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. If you're not too familiar with the program, well, let me tell you about it here. Let me give you the elevator speech here. Sunday worship is a program that, it's really all about Jesus. It really is. It's not about me. It's not about this radio station. It is all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So we kind of put it all in a pot. We stir it up, and that's what you get each and every week. So got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music here for the next 30 minutes, including this one. It's Bebo Norman and Yes, I Will.
In the passion of your sacrifice, I saw the prophecy fulfilled. The healer of the world, the wounded Christ, I heard you say, come follow me. So I will, yes I will, follow you Jesus all the way up that hill. Jesus, all the way up that hill to the cross where the river runs crimson even still. Yes, I will follow you, Lord. I will. Yes, I will. On the sacred path
great to be the soundtrack to your Sunday morning. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Remember, I think it was a few years ago, 2015, tragic news came out of Fox Lake, Illinois, as police officer Charles Joseph Glinowich, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, took his own life while on duty. And as investigators searched a little deeper, it was discovered that he had embezzled thousands of dollars from a youth program, and it was just only a matter of time before the crime would be connected to him. And in fact, it shook the core of the community and the police department. And what makes this story so tragic, friend, is that this precious soul, though flawed, thought the only way out was to take his own life. You know, Rick Warren once said, before you sin, Satan says it's no big deal. Afterwards, he says, this is so big, you can never be forgiven. Both are lies. Friend, no matter how bad we mess up, we have a God who forgives us of our sin. Yes, we have earthly consequences, but we can have peace with God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listening to Sunday Worship. Declaring Jesus is Lord, blessing and praising his name here today and every day. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. Be sure to connect with us on the social media platform called Facebook. You might have heard of it. You know, just look us up, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Last month or 2 months ago, early September that is, my wife got word that her uncle had passed away from complications of surgery and obviously took the family by surprise. And at the funeral, the pastor did a fine job. And as everyone was leaving, the sweet ambient music continued to play. Then the family came to the casket one final time before it closed. And I'll never forget the grief, the wailing, the weeping that took place in those final moments as they said goodbye one last time. Then I noticed that in the middle of the sobbing, in the middle of the crying and the pain, the song Great is Thy Faithfulness was playing in the background. I mean, it was, friend, a precious reminder that only God can orchestrate. I'll never forget that. Never in my entire life will I forget that. Friend, in the midst of the pain of our darkest hour, God is faithful. He is faithful to give us strength to face another day. He is faithful to give us peace that surpasses all understanding. He is faithful to carry us when we feel like giving up. We can trust him in the thick of tragedy because he has proven himself to be trustworthy. It was Adrian Rogers who once said, "One of these days, God is going to pull back the shades of night, pin them to a star, open the door of morning, and flood your world with the sunshine of his love and light."
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest as thou hast been, thou forever.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you. I want to seek you first. I want to keep you. I want to keep you first. Let me hear your voice, and in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you, in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart.
You know, it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, "Your life as a Christian should make non-believers question their disbelief in God."
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
That's right. You can have this world. Really, you can. Just give me Jesus. You can have the prestige. You can have all the prominence. Just give me Jesus, because he is the one who truly satisfies. Amen. Yeah, Jesus said in John chapter 4, whoever drinks of the water that I give to them will never be thirsty again. Jesus truly is the one who satisfies us. Hey, friend, it's Joey Kroll here with you. And if you can this week, if you remember, maybe you can add it to your prayer list. Be praying for just the group of folks that we have going on as I speak now in the Holy Land. They're just enjoying that that great pilgrimage to Israel. That's going on now through the 13th. So just be lifting them up in prayer for one, for safety, but also that the Lord will use this experience in their walk, that it will only strengthen their walk with the Lord. Amen. Yeah, that's really what I'm praying for this week. And you can always drop me a note. I really enjoy hearing from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Well, you're invited to tune in tomorrow. Jason Schiffo starting actually a new study, I believe, on the book of Hosea, great Old Testament book, tomorrow morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.